Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. What is the hottest Detroit Lion jersey as we get close to the holiday season and people are going to be doing a lot of Christmas shopping for the kids? 248-539-9797. We go to Daniel in Port here on your 97 on the ticket. Hi, Daniel.
How we doing, boys?
All right, thank you.
Couple things. I just want to say, I think you forgot a couple. You know, there was Calvin, Stafford, Barry, all that. Saw a lot of Ndamukong Suh jerseys there for a few years, too. I know he wasn't around forever. You know, Roy Williams, Joey Harrington. Maybe I saw a lot of Dre Bly when I was young.
Yeah, there's always going to be the quarterback. I think that goes without saying. But, yeah, I think you're right. There were some Sue jerseys out there.
For sure. Amon-Ra, though, is the one, man. Everybody wants to. Everybody loves Amon. So a lot of Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, the kids, young kids love Jahmyr, too. But everybody wants everything Amon-Ra. I want to dye their hair blue. We just like him. Play wide receiver now. Like, they love him.
Daniel, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
30 years old. Okay, you sound younger. And when you say the kids, are you talking about people your age and younger, or are you talking about, like, literally 7, 8, 9-year-olds?
Yeah, like 7, 8, 9, 10. Like, even high schoolers, I guess, down to, like, younger children. Yeah, everybody, just the younger generation, you know?
So you're saying the Amon-Ra jersey is the jersey to get?
Absolutely, yeah.
I guess I'm not surprised. There's a lot to choose from, and Gator, you made the point that, you know, this might be the widest selection by far that we've ever seen, and I agree.
I would have to go into the Lions shop at Ford Field and see how many different jerseys are available without having to do the custom order.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll bet you there's close to 8, maybe 10. I guess we can go on the website and look at it without having to do a custom order. But, I mean, there's so many options. I mean, Jameson Williams is another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I reached out to a couple of guys I know in the industry, and then one got back to me, a guy who owns Pro Sports Zone in Livonia, said his number 1 and 2 top-selling Lions jerseys all year has been St. Brown and Hutch. But with that being said, the past month, he said, Monty, Gibbs, and Branch are catching up. Like, people are loving those guys as of recent. But the St. Brown Hutch thing, those guys, you know, since last year, been balling out of control. Yeah. Branch is now on basically an all-pro type level. Gibbs is having a coming-out party. Monty, of course, so the Sonic and Knuckles thing. I mean, there are so many options to pick from, though.
I don't know how it works today. I just know it was like when I was a kid and when I was growing up that you'd have one jersey. Are kids getting multiple jerseys now? They're getting that spoiled? Get a couple Lions jerseys?
Home
Amon-Ra and like an away Branch or something?
Probably depends on the income level. These things aren't necessarily cheap.
No, but I think those t-shirt jerseys now that they have, you know, are a lot more affordable than, real jerseys. Those can get pricey.
Nobody's mentioned what I would suspect would be by far the most popular jersey.
You thought it would be more popular than St. Brown and Hutch?
Yeah. The Jack Campbell jersey is
I think that's a towel, actually.
I think there are 10 different jerseys on the Lions website. Have we mentioned a Penei Sewell?
Yeah, I mentioned it. Okay, I mean, people are going to want Penei Sewell jerseys.
When you go to the best sellers, I think there's 10 between Branch, Montgomery, Gibbs, Penei Sewell, Goff, Amon-Ra, Hutch, Laporta. I mean, it's a lot.
J-Mo.
Phil, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Phil!
I was hoping you'd do that.
We always do.
One-time listener, fourth-time caller.
All right.
Hey, my grandson requested yesterday for a Gibbs jersey because of a relationship to Sonic. Like, every time he jukes a guy, he eats a golden ring, and then he gets another 20 yards, he gets three more rings, whatever. But he's really pumped up about that. And he got a golf jersey last year. So I'm really proud. He's following the Lions tradition in the family.
You know what's funny is Phil, it used to be that people would warn their kids about becoming Lions fans. You know, people used to steer their kids away. Don't do it.
Yeah, I think they would be afraid of that when you got your grandfather throwing things at the TV. So,
and I'm going to assume that was you at one point, huh?
It could have been, for sure.
Like 4 years ago.
And, of course, they still haven't won anything. I mean, they won the division last year, and they won a couple of playoff games, but they got a long way to go. So
I'll buy them every jersey he wants.
Thank you for the phone call, Phil, 248-539-9797.
You're so right, Doug, about the don't let your kids be Lions fans. I heard that growing up my whole life, and I told them, I don't give a crap. This is where we're from. This is who we're going to root for, whether they suck or not. And you could be critical of your team. You know, that's fine. But I always said, this is their roots. They're going to be Lions fans, and they're going to have to suffer through the same pain I suffered through. Unfortunately, or fortunately, though, that's not happening now, man. It's like you're going to be a Lions fan, and you're going to enjoy it.
Let's go to Ryan next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. I'm the athletic director in Hancock. I'm on I-75 South between the Bridge and Gaylord because Hancock Volleyball is playing in Battle Creek in the state semifinals tomorrow. So
we know
that real quick. And Western UP representing.
Hold on. So let's stop you here for a sec. What is the nickname of the Hancock High School athletic teams?
We are the Hancock Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, all right. And who do we got tomorrow? Is it tomorrow, you said?
Yeah, tomorrow we're playing Clarkston Everett Collegiate.
Okay. All right.
State semifinal, Division 4. All right.
Well, best of luck to the...
go Bulldogs.
Yeah, go Bulldogs, yeah. They're AD called.
Yeah, tomorrow at noon.
Love it.
So, on the jersey question, so I know I want to buy two jerseys. I know I'm getting a Penei Sewell because my kid is the starting right tackle for Hancock Varsity Football. So I'm getting him a Penei Sewell right tackle jersey, right?
There you go.
Of course, yeah.
And
perfect.
I've never bought myself a jersey. I've got a Luther Ellis jersey that somebody bought me in like 1996. And I've got a Chris Draper jersey from back in the day that's a real sewn jersey. But I've never bought myself one. And the reason is I'm always worried I'm going to buy it and the guy won't be on the team anymore. So I want to know from you guys, what's my safest bet for a guy who's going to be on the team in 3 or 4 years so I can make this investment and feel good about it?
Well, they just signed a bunch of players to long-term contracts. So if you can feel pretty safe with Goff, with St. Brown, with Sewell. Those guys got the big contracts in the offseason. Ali McNeil just got a big deal. He's going to be here for at least another 4 years.
I can't see them letting Hutch go.
Yeah, I can't see that happening.
No, Jack Campbell.
Wow.
Yeah, Jack Campbell all the time, right, Doug?
That's right. No, you got choices.
Options.
I think there's a lot of safe calls here, and your reasoning is valid because there's nothing worse than getting. Well, there's a lot worse. But if you buy a jersey, you certainly don't want the guy to get traded in the next year.
No. Titus Young jersey.
Up in the free agent market.
My ex brother-in-law bought a Roy Williams jersey and then a Teddy Lehman jersey back to back.
Wow.
It was awful.
That's tough.
It was no good.
Thought he had it. Teddy Lehman played every defensive snap that first season in the league and then was done.
Yep.
Hurt his knee, I think.
Well, Ryan, thank you for listening, and good luck to the Bulldogs.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll see you. 248-539-9797. Chris is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chris.
What's up, guys?
How are we doing?
So pros and cons. Taylor Swift, as much as men can't stand her with her introduction to football, she got my wife into it, which is cool. Got my daughter into it. Now my daughter's getting a Travis Kelce jersey for Christmas. My youngest son is 7, and of all people, he loves Tyreek Hill. Not the greatest role model, but he's getting a Tyreek jersey. And my oldest son, who's 11, I think he's got like 5 jerseys already. He's got a Goff, a St. Brown, a Hutch, and then he's got a couple Tigers jerseys, Torkelson and Green. I mean, I don't think I had more than 1 jersey of any team growing up. So, yeah, these kids are pretty spoiled.
So, your daughter, would she have any interest? Like you said that her gateway drug into the NFL was Taylor Swift, so she's getting a Travis Kelce jersey for Christmas. But are you, if you got her a Lions jersey, would she have any interest?
I mean, she would wear it. She's starting to get into it and watch games, but she is, like, all about the Chiefs. So I'm going to let her have this Kelce jersey. He's on one of my fantasy teams, so I can still root for him. But, yeah, it's crazy. These jerseys are not cheap either.
No, they are not. No, they are not. Gator put it in a show sheet, and I think he's right. This is going to be one of the hottest ticket items for kids when it comes to shopping at Christmas. Lions gear. Which are the most coveted jerseys by the younger crowd? 248-539-9797. Joe is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
What's
All right,
up,
Joe?
I just wanted to throw it out there. This is a little bit different, but my wife is a seamstress and quilter, a big quilter. And she was going to make some Lions quilts for Christmas for the son-in-laws and sons. You cannot find Lions fabric anywhere, in any quilt stores or online.
The color?
It's the hottest thing out there.
The color, you mean? The color Honolulu Blue?
The Lions, like with the logos on it, or it's just any Lions fabric, you know, okay. Or fleece.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's impossible to find. It's the hottest material out there.
So just out of curiosity, because I don't operate in this world.
You're not a quilter.
I'm not a quilter nor a sewer. arts and crafts were never a strength of mine. But can you buy, when you say Lions fabric, it's not just the color, it's the logo as well?
Yes, correct. That's what people like. Yep.
So I wonder if you can get, you're looking for a fabric version of the jumping lion on the helmet, I assume?
Yes. She found a couple places in Kalamazoo. It had a little bit left, and she ordered it. Mm-hmm. But like Joann's or your quilt stores in Michigan, there's like 80 quilt stores in Michigan. Walmart, all that's pretty much sold out
Wow.
a while ago of all Lions fabric. So
who knew?
It's just crazy, you know?
That's
but they're the hottest thing out there for material anyways, if you're a sewer or a quilter.
Good to know.
I did not know that.
Noted.
I think it's because it is so, sometimes it can get expensive. I think people are making their own, you know, stuff.
Sure.
Whether it's for shoes, purses, or quilts.
Did you mentioned that your buddies have said that the Gibbs jersey and the Branch jersey have taken off?
The top two sellers are St. Brown and Hutch. But the past month or so, Branch, Gibbs, and Montgomery are been flying off the shelves.
Are they having problems keeping stock? Do you know? They ordered extra?
I know it is a lot harder to get smaller sizes, like kid sizes. Those are tougher than the adult ones.